This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Claims that the Trump administration is a gang of Russian operatives are starting to look sillier day by day. Russian diplomats say tonight that relations are at their worst since the Cold War. The Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is in Moscow trying to get Russia to abandon Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He struggled, however, even to arrange a meeting with Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Congressman Brad Sherman of California is on the Intel Committee. 2 months ago, alleged the ties between Trump and Russia were Watergate 2.0. Congressman Sherman, thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
Good to be with you. I'm senior on the Foreign Affairs Committee, not on the Intel Committee.
Rather,
but,
Foreign Affairs.
Look forward to talking about these issues. Yes.
Exactly. Yep. So you have said for a long time that there are clearly ties between Russia and the Trump campaign and now administration, and you've said it pretty floridly. And yet today, you mocked the Trump administration for not being able to get a meeting with Vladimir Putin. So which is it? Is Trump a puppet of Putin, or are they at odds with each other in a way that's so appalling that you're making fun of it?
Well, last time I was on the show, I said it was clear that Russia hacked Hillary. Whether Trump was in collusion with Russia has yet to be established. That's why we need an independent commission. But clearly, these revelations have put the onus on the Trump administration to bend over backwards and prove that they aren't in league with the Kremlin. And, of course, this terrible action by Assad, I mean, he kills people every day by the hundreds.
Right.
But now to use chemical weapons make it impossible for Trump to ignore that.
But that's actually not what you alleged. I mean, you at one point said the Russian government doesn't need lobbyists in the United States, the implication being they already had them in the Trump administration. Again, you call this Watergate 2.0. You didn't just say the Russians hacked the election, whatever that might mean, but you implied that they did so with the active cooperation of the Trump people, and your story just fell apart based on the actions of the last week, hasn't it?
I mean, this is... No, don't you love politics, Scott? I mean, here it is. You've got a U.S. representative in Brad Sherman. Pretty much, this is the rhetoric that flies out there. And I know it's the nature of politics, but in light of fake news, you start throwing things out there and people start believing this. I mean, on one hand, he sounds reasonable. That's something to look into. But the other deal is that meanwhile, he doesn't hesitate to kind of throw a stick in the spokes here. It's like, look, if that's of interest to you, then why don't you lead the charge here to do an investigation, if that's the deal. But to throw it out there and make these claims, broad brush claims, I'm certainly sure he would not appreciate it if they were made of him. And, oh, yeah, by the way, this is the president of the United States that you're attacking that has probably better things to do than to defend this kind of idiotic suggestion and conversation. I say idiotic because here it is. We're, what, 8-9 months down the road, and this guy's saying Watergate 2.0. Well, if you go back historically and consider Watergate 2.0 at 9 months, a lot of people were indicted. I mean, there was conclusive evidence as to what was going on. Here, just a lot of innuendo and suggestion, all because Hillary lost. And, you know, they just can't, they just don't know what to do about this. So they got to come up with, you know, and try to believe that it cannot possibly be the policies that they've supported because they're so great for the American people. And the people are either just blatantly stupid or they've been manipulated. Oh, yes, by that boogeyman. It is that it's Putin's fault. You know, just like, you know, it's Trump's fault for all the animosity that's happening on the friendly skies. If it wouldn't been for Trump, you know, that the friendly skies would once again be friendly right now. So if it's not the sequester, if it's not Trump, then it's Putin. He's the one that did it. Brad, help me out, please. Come on. Be a congressman. Let's do something positive for we the people, would you?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, we're back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Don't forget to check out that new piece that we put up there regarding Michael Conley and what we talked about yesterday. Good stuff there. We've got to take a step forward here to understand what is happening and the systemic problem that we have in the Senate. And this is what the whole Gorsuch, in my humble opinion, the whole Gorsuch confirmation and process did to us, is that it exposed a whole lot of dysfunction. And it is systemic, but it's up to us, we the people, to do something about it. Jennifer Braden is with us right now, legal analyst for the Clarion Project, also a human rights attorney concentrating on religious extremist ideology, domestic and international law with the Clarion Project. Jennifer, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
It's great to be on. I'm doing well. Thanks, Bill.
Boy, I'll tell you, do you have a war room there at the Clarion Project? I mean, where you got all these people. I mean, what I'm envisioning is you and Ryan go into this room and you just start looking at all these different hot spots. And the alert is just getting brighter and brighter here on all fronts.
We have several war rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need them.
Well, yeah. I mean, here it is. We were talking about, I want to bring in on this a little bit of this conversation here that we had yesterday with Michael Conley regarding the designed dysfunction of the Senate. And this is something that was brought out loud and clear and may have gotten lost in the whole conversation of the nuclear process and what it meant and how we got there and the whole process. And what the Gorsuch confirmation revealed is there is something systemically designed for failure and for obstructionism within the Senate process. And that is that when you got a small number, 40 to 43 senators, are able to have their vote count more than the majority of senators who want to move legislation or to select a Supreme Court justice.
Yes, and this is actually, we've gotten to see some examples of this, especially since the Trump nomination and presidency began. But, you know, it's been a problem. I was privileged to hear, to be able to hear the former Supreme Court Justice Scalia speak to our law school. And, you know, we were talking about that. This is somebody we all know is conservative. We all know he's been more right-wing. But when the Senate confirmed him back, in the 80s, he had a 99% approval rate. The one person either abstained or wasn't present there. Mm-hmm. And this is how it used to be. Regardless of your political leanings or whatever, people looked at your cases, they looked at your case history, and they said, okay, this is a person that adheres to the law, and so let's work together as a Senate, despite what our political background are. But we've become so polarized in this nation, especially you have the Democrats so anti-Trump that they're more concerned with keeping you know, our government from operating as they are from blocking anything that Trump does.
Exactly. Well, what's your read on this situation in terms of closure and all the closure represents? And I know you understand this. America heard the word and didn't quite understand that this is all part of the procedural process that makes way for the filibuster.
Yes, it's all part of the process. And what's kind of funny in Congress, as I was kind of studying through these legal procedures, and I've actually been involved in a couple of them in Congress when I was living in D.C., which is that you know what's going to happen. You basically are able to garner the support, or you know who's going to support or who's going to be against something. And it just comes down to this. Once they know who's going to vote what, whether it happens in the system that we see and or not, you can start to move forward with the process. And it is all part of the process. And, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing this. Now, you can't overturn a filibuster with a supermajority. And so we really need, you know, to get behind this on party lines. And that's what it's really sad. You know, we look back to the Iran vote that came down totally to party lines, even though there were Democrats saying that they weren't sure about this Iran nuclear deal, which
exactly.
They would have been right. But mm-hmm. They voted on party lines. It's the same thing with horses. And so we come down to cloture and we come down to the filibusters. Unfortunately, you know, we're going to have to let the process take its turn. But I think our senators, especially the Democrats, need to understand we have an American Constitution, and we need our nine justices, and we need to come together as a country and stop being so anti-Trump and start being more pro-America.
Well, speaking of the Constitution doesn't afford for cloture. It doesn't make room for this unfair vote situation where you can allow, like you say, going along party lines, where a minority party can stop legislation. And this is what filibuster with this whole process, which our founding fathers did not accommodate for an exact reason, so that the government would keep moving. I mean, it's slow. Due process and the constitutional process does take time, and it is very difficult in a culture, as I call it, the microwave culture that stands in front of a microwave oven and yells, hurry up. We don't like things moving slow, but there is a reason our founding fathers designed this kind of process so that we would not be quick to react and make, maybe minimize the mistakes.
Exactly. And you were talking about the minority party. You know, that's actually one of the disadvantages, because we've allowed this to come through, you know, since the days of the Civil War. As you said, this is not in our Constitution. It is not what our founding fathers said. And so we've allowed these new congressional legislative guidelines to give the minority party a little more power. But it's something that gives us a disadvantage as opposed to a parliamentary system, where the minority party in a parliamentary system, they can still do things, they can still argue, but they really can't filibuster kinds of things. They can't be stopping filibuster, they can't be stopping legislation, nominations, things like that from the majority party from going through in order to make the country work. And so it has put us at a disadvantage. And I think, you know, the rest of the world kind of is happy that they don't have the same sort of system. And we really need to look at the fact that, you know, in a time where we are divided only on political lines and not on the morale or integrity of nominees, we need to really consider what it is that we are standing for as Americans and as the representative of our people. You know, is it about the party lines, or is it about the integrity of the nominee?
Well, the whole idea of the Constitution is it's supposed to be a level playing field. Now, because of what the senators have done by taking away, you know, the vote from individual states, the way that it used to be, and the way they've set this up with cloture and now 60, it takes 60 to pass certain legislation to get justices until recently in this current situation to get them confirmed. Now, just do the numbers. Jennifer, your senator that you elected doesn't come in, if he is a majority party senator, he doesn't come in with the same quality of vote as a minority vote, because the minority vote can stop and Trump, so to speak, your senator, and it's not one senator, one vote. That senator could be less than one. A minority senator's vote could be one plus. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's sad because these senators that are going against the nominees are really just trying to get more votes from their people that hate Trump instead of saying, look, you elected me to represent you well, and I'm going to do that for the United States of America. Rather than that, they're just trying to shut down anything that Trump would do.
Well, again, this is what the elites have done to we the people. They have designed this dysfunctional system, and this is why you need to speak up. Go to our website, get more information, get activated, let Mitch McConnell know that you want us to go back to what our founding fathers originally intended. More from Jennifer Breeden after this. Stay with us, America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world. He is risen. Alleluia. He's risen. Alleluia. He's risen. Alleluia.
BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Keith Green, gosh, one of my favorite Easter songs of all time. Imagine if we hadn't lost him, what kind of music, that he would have produced. I had a very privileged opportunity to, his father had given us some original tracks that Keith Green had produced, but they hadn't, they didn't go to CD, they hadn't gone to the next level. And it was just amazing. And I was in the room as we were listening to these tracks and with some very accomplished studio musicians. And they were in absolute wonderment over the genius of Keith Green. Incredible, incredible story. And I would say it is one that really needs to be a movie. In fact, years ago I thought about that, I needed to lead and spearhead a group to do his life into a movie. Great book called No Compromise. You talked about somebody who was sold out for the gospel big time. Jennifer Breeden and I, Jennifer, of course, a legal analyst, human rights attorney, concentrating on religious extremist ideology and domestic international law with the Clarion Project. We were just talking off air. It is this spirit, Jennifer, of invalidation that has been going on. You know, we started with political correctness. If you're not going to talk like me, then you're not part of the conversation. You're invalidated. And this is what is causing increasing problems in our country, is people's voices aren't being heard. And they were heard loud and clear in November, but we still need to give access to those voices. And this is why this show remains independent and in the profile that we do, is so that we can allow and encourage people's voices to be heard, because that's what this government is all about. It's about the United States of America. It's about having the conversation, not being invalidated. Because what concerns me, and you watch this, is that now that Gorsuch is on the high court and the first judgment that comes down that the left don't like, you know, which is going to be right away, they're going to invalidate and say the only reason he's there is because he stole the seat. We're going to be stuck in this, Garland conversation and debate again, he had no right to be there, and they're going to do everything they can to invalidate a justice of the court, as they've tried to invalidate Donald Trump, right?
Exactly, and that's very dangerous, because what makes the United States of America so great, and that's just not just here, to the rest of the world, the reason that people overseas tell me that we're so great is because we have a rule of law system, and the rule of law in the United States stands. And so if we start invalidating the rule of law, the high court of this land, validating them, not listening to them, calling on people and saying that it's okay to go against them, you know, what we're doing is essentially stripping away what makes us so great. And that's our adherence to the rule of law in this country and the freedoms for people.
Well, now the number's down a little bit. 6 out of 10 Americans say we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good observation. What does the right track look like? That is something that people need to be clear on. Because we're not going to get on the right track until we realize that it goes back to these founding principles that were well established by our founding fathers. Absolutely brilliant. Every time I read the Constitution, this is why I encourage people. You need to give yourself some time. Sit down, read the Constitution. And, it's absolute genius. I mean, if you were given the charge, Jennifer, to start a new country and you had a clean sheet of paper, what would you do to say this is going to be the rules of our civilization? What would you do?
Oh, no idea. I'd probably do the same thing they did. I mean, what's amazing to me is when you read books and watch documentaries, but read historical accounts of the Constitutional Congress and the conference that they got together. I mean, they were sweating. They were there day and night, 24/7, trying to ensure that this worked, and they beat it out, and they spoke with each other, and they disagreed respectfully, and they came to understandings. I mean, they used what had happened in the past to make a better future for this country and really the American experiment, which has been such a vast success. And so, you know, that's one thing we've lost, is the fact that when our founders were drafting the Constitution, they didn't all agree on everything. You know, you still have some of the South, the Confederacy, and they had to bring them into it. They had to say, look, we have to remain united. Of course, you know, that changed, but they allowed there to be conversation and dialogue. And in this country today, you know, this politicization of our culture and this polarization, we've lost our grace. We've lost our humanity, but we've lost our grace for people. Mm. And it's like you were saying in the beginning, we need to be able to have that grace to listen to other people, to listen, to dialogue, to communicate, to disagree respectfully, and to work through our differences and to discuss, look, isn't there a bottom line here? Isn't there something that we all want? Can't we disagree on some things but agree on the fundamental issues?
What's our North Star? See, we've lost track of what we're tracking on. And because we've let go, you know, the Bible tells us clearly a people without vision will perish. And what that means is that we will cast off restraint, and that leads to chaos. We have chaos in our country right now. And it's because we have, I believe, that we have let go of those anchoring points, those critical moral anchoring points that made America great, that, you know, kept our eyes on that North Star, that you know, that objective, that higher calling that allowed us to be a welcome beacon to immigrants, people of all faiths and cultures, and, you know, just this, you know, I used to call it this, you know, this homogenization of cultures for good. You know, just this incredible tapestry of cultures that has come together here in the United States for good. You know, for a higher calling. And when that works, and that's our perspective, and that's our, I guess, the drumbeat of our hearts and our mission statement, it goes well for everybody, not only for the citizens, but for the world, to your point.
It really does. And, you know, I love what you were saying about that, because you're talking about this higher calling. I think that people see that, and people around the world are desperate for that. And if we show them that, the true heart of America, you know, there are people that have such a gap in their lives, and they are thirsty. They are hungry to change. They are hungry to see a new way of life. And we offer that. You know, I think when you were using the term higher calling in terms of the vision of our country, I think Thomas Aquinas would refer to that. You know, one of the founders of Western legal systems and laws would refer to that higher calling as natural law. These are principles.
Yes.
These are absolute truths.
They're immutable. They're immutable, Jennifer. Because what happens when people, they know by experience, when you break that law, it's like the law of gravity. And you can say whatever you want to say, that there's no God, there's, you know, it's all relative, but you do that at an expense, and experience has shown time and again, when we break those immutable laws, there are consequences. Sometimes immediate, but sometimes down the road, and down the road, boy, those are much, much more damaging, I believe. And, you know, it's like a snowball effect, you know?
It absolutely is. And that's why it's so important that we have absolute truth, because when we start living our lives on the basis of this relative, you know, it's all relative, it's moral relative.
Right.
What's the moral high ground of the day, so to speak? Then we lose that absolute fundamental underlying truth. And that's what made us so great. I mean, that's what we need to see. Politics aside, you know, there is an absolute truth. That's what all Western democracies, that's what legal systems were founded on, these truths that never change, that are immutable, as you said, and inalienable, the way that our founders even wrote about them.
Exactly.
And that's something we need to really, truly come back to and think about.
Well, Jennifer, obviously this conversation needed to go in the direction that it did. I wanted to talk to you about Putin and Kim Jong-un's next move. The United States has definitely made a move. As Donald Trump says, he's got an armada right there on the coastline of North Korea.
Yep. And, you know, it might not be surprising, whether we see it or not, to see Putin start to, you know, prompt Kim Jong-un to keep pushing that button. But it's good that Trump has made a relationship with the Chinese president, and he's going to continue to do that. But he's going to show his strength. He's not going to back down. We do want a peaceful solution. But Putin has lost the moral high ground, not only in Syria, but he's starting to lose the moral high ground he's had for 8 years, and his power player status in the world. So
I agree. It's definitely been compromised. Jennifer Breeden, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour. Sarah Westwood coming up next.
I spent my entire career as a journalist uncovering the truth, until the day my wife presented me with the biggest story of my life.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
From the studio that brought you God's Not Dead.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
How can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection? The Gospels are filled with contradiction.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going to be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
Do you really want to know the truth, or is your mind already made up?
The Case for Christ. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Joy to the world.
Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates we have around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. Something real special about Holy Week, and I'm glad that we could share this together. And, of course, this music helps set the stage and the mood as well. To keep us focused on what it's all about. And, for our Jewish brothers, happy Passover and happy Easter to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the one and only, as promised, Sarah Westwood. Sarah has been rather busy. I keep seeing her on TV. I mean, she's there in the press room, asking questions and the whole deal. So it's really neat to be able to see you there. I'm sure it's a lot of fun for you too, Sarah, to be there as a White House news correspondent for the Washington Examiner.
It is a lot of fun. I think it's a totally different dynamic. Obviously, you've heard this from the Obama administration in the briefing room. Totally different vibe, but it's been a lot of fun, I think, for most of us.
Well, and the thing is, you can't help but respect everybody's job that is there, whether it's reporters. I mean, Sean Spicer, I'm amazed at the breadth of knowledge and adroitness that he has to maintain. Yeah, I mean, he had a little foible yesterday, granted, with his statement and trying to make a comparison of the gassing of Assad, what Assad did versus Hitler. And, of course, that got immediate pushback. I mean, to the point where some people are saying, oh, well, he had to step down, they had to fire him, Come on, give me a break. I mean, for the many words that he has to say and the positions that he needs to understand he's only human. Are we going to try to turn that job into a robot's job?
Right. I mean, if you watch the briefings, and I'm sure that you do, you notice mm-hmm. that Sean very rarely needs to look at his notes. He typically knows exactly what the administration's position is on any given issue. But you're right, that was an inartful comment yesterday. It really overshadowed the message he was trying to convey. But it was, it didn't come out of nowhere, right? That was a
right.
that was a point that the administration was trying to make. And we know that because just a couple hours later, Defense Secretary James Mattis held a press conference and made essentially the same point, minus the ill-advised Hitler reference, but he
yes.
basically made the argument that since World War II, international norms have dictated that chemical weapons are not used on the battlefield. And because Assad deviated from that set of international norms, it was in the U.S. interest to retaliate against him in order to enforce that understanding among countries that chemical weapons are not used in conventional warfare. And I think that's the point that Sean was trying to make, and it obviously didn't come across.
Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, this is the thing. In terms of conversation and the objective of communicating here, if somebody's going to get called on, a wrong tittle, a wrong comma at every way, I mean, it doesn't forward the conversation. We've missed the point here in what's being expressed, what we're trying to do. I mean, we're at a dangerous precipice here right now. I understand people want to, want to put into perspective reporters' jobs is to put into perspective for the readers, you know, what happened with Syria? What are we doing? What is America's position on this? And, I mean, it seems to me that the White House is not really firm on what they see with the Syrian regime and, Bashar al-Assad's position. What do you say?
You know, now the administration, they're starting to put out a more unified voice on that. President Trump came out yesterday and he said, unequivocally, we are not going into Syria. And I think he'll be held to that assertion.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had Rex Tillerson and Nikki Haley sort of expressing conflicting views over the weekend, with Tillerson saying the defeating ISIS is the number one U.S. priority in Syria, and Nikki Haley suggesting that the removal of Assad was an equal and separate priority from the Islamic State. But basically, the administration is trying to thread the needle on Syria and kind of straddle a line between supporting regime change in Syria but not supporting the use of U.S. military force to achieve that goal. So it's a delicate balance, and they'll have to pay attention to make sure that they don't go too far in either direction to keep to this policy that they're outlining.
Well, and I think it's a tough position for the president to say he doesn't want to involve military forces, but they're already there. They're already involved. So it's almost a conflicting statement when he says, well, I don't want to have ground forces, because that's kind of the general mantra here in America these days, is that we don't want ground forces anywhere. Well, yeah, we don't. But you can't necessarily be held to that, because if the time calls and there are military experts who are saying, okay, we'll go along with the president, but time will tell, and it's going to force a different decision here, because it looks like it's inevitable.
Well, keep in mind that the U.S. military involvement in Syria right now is limited to counterterrorism activities. It's just fighting ISIS, and it's why Trump's missile strike on Shara Air Base last week was so remarkable and shocking to a lot of people who were observing this conflict, because it had nothing to do with terrorism. It was the first time the U.S. had used military force against the Syrian government directly. And so when Trump says we're not going into Syria, I think it's understood that what he's referring to is we're not going to go into Syria and wage war against the sovereign government in Syria, even though Assad is clearly disputed by his own people, even though he's a dictator, that he promised not to get into this game of regime change that he had criticized when his predecessors did it.
Exactly.
And so that is a distinction that I think gets lost in all this rush to sort of criticize Trump's Syria policy, but that's a distinction that the administration is trying to draw.
Right. And I can appreciate that. And then you have Rex Tillerson basically calling Putin out and and Russia in saying, you're on the wrong side of this, and history will prove this to be the case. Because if you were looking to have a foothold in the Middle East and you're supporting a minority, a Shiite-supported, Alawite-supported government that pretty much has lost control here, what are your chances, you know, going forward and really enlarge and doing it? If your goal is to enlarge your footprint and influence in the Middle East, you've already upset 85% of Muslims in the Middle East.
Right. And what it looks like Tillerson was trying to do with this kind of rhetoric against Russia is to isolate it in the international community. And they're almost giving Russia this ultimatum that the Kremlin can either align itself with the West, with America, or it can align itself with Iran, with Hezbollah, with the Assad regime, but can no longer do both. And they're trying to force Russia to choose a side, essentially, instead of allowing it to just exist as one jumbled mess. The risk in that strategy is that the U.S. might do well not to back Putin into a corner, because Putin, he's a little bit unpredictable. His interests are not the same as the U.S. interests. They don't adhere to the same values necessarily. And so if Putin is backed into a corner, he might lash out in dangerous ways. And that's not something the U.S. might necessarily want to provoke if they can avoid it.
Especially right now when we've got Kim Jong-un kind of backed in a corner a bit, right?
Right. And backing Kim Jong-un into a corner is what the U.S. wants to do. They're trying to isolate North Korea from Russia. And that's a little less dangerous because North Korea doesn't have nearly the same capabilities as Russia. So even if they wanted to, they couldn't hurt the U.S. the way Russia could.
Right. What did you make of President Trump's statement that we will do this with or without the Chinese?
Well, I think that's a departure from what we've heard from past presidents, and I think that is aimed at pressuring the Chinese into going along with the U.S. in order to avoid disrupting other aspects of the U.S.-China relationship, like trade.
Yeah, it could set some things back decades very quickly if all hell really breaks loose there. There's no doubt. Sarah Westwood. Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Always good having you here with us. Sarah is the White House news correspondent for the Washington Examiner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is water cooler talk time, as we say. Andrea Kay, conservative radio and TV host, is with us. You're down there in San Diego. You're at right at the epicenter of where the wall is going to start to be erected. And you said Governor Moonbeam has come up with another idea about that.
Well, actually, some of our beloved state legislators have come up with another idea on that. Somewhere over 400 contractors actually bid to be able to start building the wall. You know, we have two border crossings here in San Diego.
Right.
20 of those prospective builders are San Diego based, so that can mean a lot of jobs for us. Well, enter the legislators up in Sacramento. They're like, oh, hold up. But any of you contractors who decide to participate and build that wall will not get another state this is the legislation they're proposing, that they won't be allowed to do any state contracts. And if they were to do any state this is where it gets kind of confusing. They won't ever be able to have access to state pension funds. So it's just, you know, the government, the jackboot of tyranny, coming down on businesses and attempting to punish them. But the 20 San Diego-based contractors said, you know, this isn't about politics. This is about providing jobs to the community. And you're not going to stop us. You're not going to scare us off.
Well, that is amazing. I mean, that kind of rhetoric is so dangerous that if the voters that voted in these politicians accept this, Andrea, I mean, you deserve worse. And it's going to come, because even the fact that it's one thing to think about it, but yet another thing to publicly speak that out and not be censored, because that is deserving a censorship, that kind of rhetoric. To use the government absolutely. to threaten business, to threaten the free market system like that, there is something very dangerous and reckless about that kind of rhetoric.
Well, it's not only dangerous and dangerous in terms of the rhetoric. First of all, will they get away with it? Absolutely, because you look at what the IRS got away with.
Sure.
In terms of punishing. Maybe those were nonprofit organizations, but other than that particular status, these were organizations that had the government come down on them and punish them for nothing more than having a political viewpoint that the government disagreed with. And it's the same thing here, because if the legislators who are proposing this are saying that it's because they don't think a wall is necessary, well, wait a second. What do you mean it's not necessary? You guys are trying to turn this, and actually did turn this, into an entire sanctuary state because we're so overrun with illegal. So don't, you know, what's reckless is not just the use of the government against the free market, but also what's reckless in terms of what's happening to us with the illegal immigration here. Look at Kate Steinle.
Yes, exactly. Well, speaking of the sanctuary city and all this money that it has been draining the treasury of California, now the government there, the state has said, we got to charge you more for your gasoline. So who pays that price? I mean, this isn't big business. I mean, yeah, they do. But I mean, these are small businesses. We're talking gardeners. We're talking people that rely on getting their vehicles from one place to another. The heart and soul of the state is now injured because the government there cannot manage their checkbook.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, true liberalism, you know, in true liberal fashion, you know, all of their policies end up hurting the very people that they propose to care about, because it's not really about caring about individuals. It's about power. Mm-hmm. And who is going to get hurt most by this is the gardeners, is the hard hats. It's the people like me. When I first came out of college and I was a salesperson who was driving 150 miles a day, I could not have afforded this.
Exactly.
An additional 10 cents a gallon would have put me out of business. I wouldn't have been able to do my job, because we got a large county here. And if you're somebody that's got to drive around for your job during the day, this is about to put you under, because we're still close to $3 a gallon, a gallon in gas.
Right. Well, again, this is, you know, this is on the shoulders of the citizens there in California. You got to speak up. You guys got to take a stand on this stuff, because this is out of control. And the answer is not breaking up into six states. I understand why you want to do that, but that's not the answer. The answer is you have to believe enough in the Constitution and the things that are right and just, and take a stand, because meanwhile, the liberals have controlled this state, and here they are. I mean, they are bearing the state. I mean, compared to everybody else in the country, look at what's going on with California, the amount of businesses that have moved out, and yet Governor Brown has the audacity to talk about all the new jobs that they've created and that. I mean, come on. You know, let's get real here. You can't chase all these companies out. You know, Governor Perry, when he was governor of Texas, he said he used to spend routinely an hour and a half a day just talking to California businesses, saying, you know, just do the math. Why would you want to stay in California? Well, a lot of those businesses, they did the calculus and said, hey, we're out of Dodge. You know, what's left anymore?
Yeah, California basically has been a United States experiment in socialism, and it's failed.
Yes.
You know, they've taken what was once a great state, and with their big government control with regulations and taxation and entitlement programs and open borders, and it basically, you know, they basically run it into the ground.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're right.
Well, you bring up a good point. I mean, there it is. I mean, the spotlight is on California. There it is. And it's not just California. I mean, it's you know, the opposite end of the bookend here, of course, is New York as well. And you look at these two states and you say, okay, this is socialism. This is what it looks like. And really, is this really what you want? I want to talk to you about several things that are happening here in terms of people are talking about, you know, at the water cooler. I gotta say, I'm surprised this whole issue about what happened with that former doctor getting dragged off the flight there, the unfriendly skies of United. Of course, this happened on the tarmac. Boy, people are still talking about it. They're really disturbed about what is going on, because it's not just with United. I mean, we got reports from Delta, Spirit Airlines. I mean, it just seems to be a culture that has been invaded, this kind of virus here that says, hey, the flight attendants rule. If they tell you, you know, you're off the plane, you're off the plane. And, you know, customer service, it's not job one. I mean, it's there. We talk about it. But in reality, it's that, it's our plane. We'll tell you what to do.
Well, yeah, I think that within the airlines itself, I mean, I think we've all noticed for a while now that there is no customer service. I mean, you know, they basically throw a little thing of peanuts at you. And if they hit you in the cheek, they don't even bother to say they're sorry about it. I mean, the service in the airlines has long since been gone away. But I think the reason why this has been kind of a cultural phenomenon is because I think it kind of represents a little bit of a bigger picture of kind of what's been going on in America. Mm-hmm. And that the bigger the government is, the less our individual freedoms and our rights are, you know, are ours to have. And, you know, when you see a paying customer, dude paid for his seat, and now we find out that the initial excuse of it being an overbooking situation and he just didn't participate in standard protocol is crap. the president CEO came out, and now we know that it was just a sold out situation. And they did this for four of their own employees. The guy was dragged off the plane practically by his face. It was so vicious.
Yes.
It was so reminiscent of totalitarian regimes that you can't help. But thank goodness, though, that we had these smartphones.
Yes.
Because 10 years ago, it might not have become a cultural phenomenon. Mm-hmm. What concerns me, though, is that you've got the Democrats immediately jumping on this, calling for congressional investigation, because, Bill, they would love nothing more than to take over the industry.
Well, of course. Yeah, and of course they're blaming it on Trump. You know, it's the Trump effect. You remember several years ago, everything was blamed on the sequester. So now it's Donald Trump. So it's because this is all happening because of Trump. I mean, amazing.
Oh yeah, hey, I think it's his fault.
Hillary Clinton got some new high heels.
Oh, she did.
Oh yes.
You know, from presidential candidate to fashion muse. And
yes,
she's a fashion muse to none other than Katy Perry, who the Clinton campaign mocked when she came out and did campaign stops for them. I don't know if you remember that story. The campaign called her a puppet, totally mocked her and put her down because, you know, the real war on women is waged by the left. They don't have any respect for women, especially the celebrities that carry their water weight. But what I particularly loved is the power pump. The Hillary. Mm. It's got this big, chunky, hideous-looking, lucite heel. Katy Perry needs to stick to music, by the way, because this pump, I wouldn't be caught dead at midnight in Carrier, Mississippi in this pump. But the lucite heel has all this, like, debris floating around. I thought, how perfect!
Yeah.
It's the debris of all the little people that Hillary Clinton trampled along the way. The Benghazi 4 is in there. Katy Perry herself is in there. How about all of Bubba's sexual assault victims? I mean, whoever designed this, hat tip to them, because there's just so much we could talk about with this pump. And
she didn't even look steady. I mean, was this like the first time she'd been in pumps? I mean, if you look at her. And then what I thought was fascinating was that here it is out the gate. It's so special and unique and everything like that. But they're offering it at a 25% discount. It's not even worth its full value. It's discounted as it's offered. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells us that they still can't sell Hillary, okay?
Yes.
They, no matter what they do, they got to discount it. She's the Kmart of politicians at this point.
Oh,
come on.
It's incredible.
Look for it to be on the deep, deep discount clearance aisle next, 75% off.
Yeah, the blue light special is flying all around. One other story. We talked about this earlier in the week, too. You got to be careful who pushes your button in front of your jackpot, huh?
Oh yeah. I'm going to make
this
sure
is a nasty story. This is not
elbow
good.
Elbow everybody out of my way.
Right. Don't you dare touch my jackpot. I mean, this guy, you got a what 65-year-old guy. He says, "Hey, I'm going to bring the young thing over here and maybe she can give me some luck." She hits the button and the rules are whoever hits the button, that's their winnings, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, memo to men out there, don't try to impress a lady by letting her press a button, okay? That ain't going to impress the lady. Lesson learned.
She took the money, ran. He's sitting there scratching his head. Andrea Kaye on Bill Martinez. Cooler Talk time. Thank you. Thank you, Andrea.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sick and